How'd You Get to Be So Rich is the name of a cable TV program starring comedian Joan Rivers that shows how some Americans got their wealth and what they have done with it. There are no programs, however, called How'd You Get So Poor? Only statistics. The latest U.S. Census Bureau figures indicate the number of Americans in poverty is the highest for more than half a century. At the same time, the Census Bureau says the income gap between the rich and poor in the United States has been widening in recent years, reaching the greatest disparity ever in 2009. Economists say the recession is among the reasons for the growing ranks of the poor. Henry Friedman, director of the non-governmental National Center for Law and Economic Justice, says erosion of the middle class is another. Robert Hawkins, associate professor of social work at New York University, says people in impoverished areas lack some of the fundamental opportunities enjoyed by the rich.
What we have there are people who didn't and don't have opportunities. So those folks can't get an education, and so what happens? They can't get a job.
Hawkins says those caught in poverty cannot count on networking with equally poor friends or neighbors for opportunities because none of them have any. This, he adds, creates a vicious cycle of crime, teen pregnancy, chronic illness, and early death. Henry Friedman says America's growing income gap could create a two-tiered society that loses its sense of community.
People struggling to get by, struggling to survive, on the one hand, susceptible to demagoguery, and people, on the other hand, who put their resources into being separate from society, safe from society, rather than participating fully in society.
Robert Hawkins says the erosion of the middle class could affect the quality of those people the middle class has traditionally produced to teach, to enforce laws, to take care of the sick, and whose services also benefit the rich. The professor also says the wealthy have increasing political influence in America, not because they are gaming the system, but because the poor are not using it to full advantage.
If low-income people want more political power, they've got to organize. They've got to vote. That's the best and probably the only way.
Hawkins says education and health are issues that need to be addressed to help the poor over the long term. What is needed immediately, he says, is renewed spending by both rich and poor alike, because money in circulation is what helps create jobs. The problem, Hawkins notes, is that the poor have nothing to spend, and the rich have yet to overcome fears of economic uncertainty caused by the global economic recession.